Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Sporty World Cup greetings, yes.
Sonny, I understand you have kudos for Algeria's World Cup football team.
Yes, here's a sunny side of sports salute to the Desert Foxes of Algeria, who kick sand in the faces of many World Cup analysts by qualifying for the knockout stages of football's premier event for the first time. The Algerians drew 1-1 with Russia in Curitiba, Brazil, a result that gives the North Africans enough points, 4, to reach the round of 16. The Desert Foxes finished second in Group H behind Belgium, and the Algerians will next play Germany on Monday in Porto Alegre, Brazil. The Desert Foxes of Algeria join the African champion Super Eagles of Nigeria in the World Cup second round. It marks the first time two African teams have advanced to the knockout stages at the same World Cup. When the final whistle sounded on Thursday, Algerian players and the team's Bosnian head coach, Vahid Halihadzic, joined together in mass celebrations, and Algerian fans were also in a joyous mood. Let's listen in now to some of the happy Algerian fans outside the World Cup stadium in Curitiba.
I wasn't expected. We're so happy. We're so pleased. This is the first time we go to the knockout stage. Unbelievable. They played so well. First half, we were a bit timid. Like, we were a bit scared. We didn't go to the game, like, straight away. But second half, we went for it. We had nothing to lose. And we're so pleased with the players. And we're so, so, so happy.
Psychological speaking, now we are the best. Now I think we're going to do something with Germany. Maybe we're going to beat them.
We'll beat again.
Let's talk.
There is a lot of energy for the next step, I think. A lot of energy. And we'll have to thank Sir Coach Vahid Halilhodžić. He made a good job, a great job. A very good job.
1, 2, 3! 1, 2, 3!
You've been listening to some happy Algerian football fans celebrating their team's first ever berth in the World Cup's round of 16 in Curitiba, Brazil. As I mentioned, the Desert Foxes will next face three-time world champion Germany on Monday. Also Monday, the Super Eagles of Nigeria will play France, the 1998 World Cup champion, in the Brazilian capital, Brasilia. Let's take a look now at the other matchups in the next round in Brazil. Saturday will definitely have a South American flavor. All four teams in action hail from that continent. Brazil, bidding for a record-extending 6th world title, will host Chile in Belo Horizonte. And that will be followed by a match between Colombia and Uruguay in Rio de Janeiro. Remember, VOA World Cup fans, Uruguay will be without star striker Luis Suarez, who received a 4-month ban from football by FIFA for biting Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini during a World Cup match. On Sunday, Mexico will meet the Netherlands in Fortaleza, Brazil, and that will be followed by a match between Greece and Costa Rica in the northeastern coastal city of Recife. The Greeks and the Costa Ricans, like the Algerians, are surprise teams at this World Cup. The Greeks, who eliminated Ivory Coast, are in the round of 16 for the first time. And the Costa Ricans were rated as one of the biggest underdogs before the tournament kicked off. After the Nigeria-France and Algeria-Germany matches on Monday, there will be two more games on Tuesday. Lionel Messi and two-time world champion Argentina will play Switzerland in Sao Paulo, and then Belgium will go against the USA in Salvador, Brazil. Joining us once again from Johannesburg with our latest African football quiz question, World Cup related, is David Legg.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, and that's why I can mention him, is six matches played, one draw and five defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only two goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played six matches now. In each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got one draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that one, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it, because like you take a coach like Henri Michel of France, he's coached at nine matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, three. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups, and that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners, because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question. VOA!
It's david.legge, and legge is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legge, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Voice of America, VOA,
Washington. This is the voice of America, Washington, D.C.
The National Basketball Association held its annual draft of collegiate and international players on Thursday night in Brooklyn, New York. VOA's Daniel Brown tells us who were the top picks.
It was an outstanding night for all the international players. There were eight players drafted in the first round. With the first pick in the draft, Andrew Wiggins from Canada, who played for Kansas for 1 year, was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, and his thoughts on being the first pick.
They're just crazy, man. A thousand thoughts is going through my head right now. You know, it's a dream come true. You know, I've been dreaming of this moment from when I was a little kid. You know, and my dream was just to make the NBA. Now, going to high school and college, the opportunity and possibility of going number one came into talk, and now I accomplished that. So it's just a crazy feeling right now. I don't even know how to feel. It doesn't even feel real right now.
With the second pick in the NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Jabari Parker, who only spent 1 year at Duke University and left for the NBA. Here are his thoughts on being selected by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, they're a young team. I feel like I can contribute right off the back. I feel like I'm going to be able to grow with that organization, and I'm trying to be a throwback player, you know, only stick with one team. And, you know, this might bite me in the butt from years from now, but right now I just want to stick with whoever's rolling with me.
One of the night's big surprises was the number 4 pick in the draft by Utah Jazz selecting Dante Exum, who is from Australia. His dad played for the University of North Carolina back when Michael Jordan was playing, and here is his thoughts.
It's an unbelievable experience. Words can't explain. It's just great, and I had a chance to talk to the coach and how he's going to use me and how I fit into the system. So I can't wait to get to Utah tomorrow and start getting to work.
That was Dante Exum with the 4th pick in the NBA draft. I'm VOA's Daniel Brown, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
One final NBA draft note. The Philadelphia 76ers selected Cameroonian big man Joel Embiid.